that they are pleasing God. They will think that they are doing what is right. It's an occupational hazard. And who can argue with me? Listen, I'm doing all of these things, and here's my verses to show you that I'm doing those things, and I've got them. It's like the Old Testament. Some will see law, some will see grace and faith. Those who see law, people that you've got 10 verses, they've got 25 verses about the law, do, 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 do. And that's what the Word of God becomes to them, is to do and to work. But to those who will see with the eyes of faith, no, it's rest. The righteous shall live by faith. And it's so easy to move out of that freedom and stop trusting God and start saying, I must perform. And then your faith, but I am walking by faith, but your faith is shifted into what you do. Your faith is shifted into your performance, whatever it may be. And Satan has a multitude of these to charm each of us. So I'm putting my faith in what I do. It's an occupational hazard for every believer. See, the law is a yoke. And when I say law, not only Mosaic law, but anything that demands a performance by the human being. And it puts us under that bondage, and we can judge our own life, and then we judge other people's lives, and we get involved in all of this stuff that characterizes the church, characterizes religion, characterizes legalism throughout the church age. It is indeed the great enemy. And you feel as though you have to perform for God to bless. I have to perform. I have to obey. I have to be moral. I have to learn doctrine. I have to serve. I have to do a multitude of things for God to bless me. Were you saved that way? Is that the way you were saved? If that's the way you were saved, then okay, but it isn't. We're not saved that way. Our redemptive salvation wasn't done that way. And it doesn't change afterward. It doesn't change. It's the same. I'm going to depend upon what God does. But we get this idea, I must perform, I must live up to rules, I must live up to law for God to love me. I must earn His love. And unfortunately, we do it in our human relationships. You have to earn my love. God, I know so many people that love to talk about unconditional love, but they don't even begin to do it in their own life, in their own ministries. But they like to talk about it. It sounds good. But nothing will become under greater testing in your life than love. And we get this idea that I have to earn love. I have so disappointed God. It's kind of, if we can take it to the human realm, I've so disappointed my parents. So one thing, I will go to my grave thankful for my mother. We never had to earn her love. We never had to earn it. We were beaten all over the place. I could report her, back then, for child abuse. But we never had to earn her love. We would never lose it. And it's the same thing with God, infinitely more so. You don't lose it. And when I use the word love, I'm not talking about, impersonal love. I'm not talking about a cold love. I'm not talking about all this nonsense. I'm talking about the spiritual love that's in the Word of God. Love is kind. Love bears all things, endures all things. Love covers.